Blog Talk Radio.
Let us breathe, let us live.
I don't understand why. I don't need to understand why.
thoughts about that mind. Lay it on me so heavy like the baseline. Keep me so cool like the wind. No shame, serve it up, need your dinner, babe. Like a nice breeze through them summer trees. Get a quick trip in overseas. Press your heart fired up like a diamond, baby. You're my star, I go blind cause you shine cray. Oh. Every time you lean in, baby, give it to me so good, can't forget your home. Yeah, can't even wrap my head around the things you do. You look so good, oh my. Way of being for you gotta be a crime, no lie. Take me up high, babe.
Way up, promise I ain't never looking down, baby.
Keep me dancing, no headlights. Stop playing with me, no, I need to get right.
Every time you leave, baby,
what I love. for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, the Pearl Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, how you doing tonight, Diva?
Oh, Diva, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, we are back. We are back. But we are back with a different kind of flavor. Yeah, we're bringing to you Diva's Talk. Yeah. And tonight, energy is from people. You know what I mean, Diva? The way people make us feel and, you know, how they project onto us. And we're going to, I'm so interested in seeing what comes about tonight. Let me finish this introduction to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Lengths. Why the average? So you can be raw. I got my raw lengths on. You got yours on?
Absolutely. Sure do.
Right. Okay. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one. Now, before I go any further, I want to give out a shout out to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine, but he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Lengths. And I'll tell you where you can acquire them in just a second. His name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. Now, as I was saying earlier, you can acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry. They come with precious gems and metals and even wood. Beautiful crystals, and oh man, you're just going to love them. And you can acquire them, I believe he's back on Amazon, and at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, they're either one of them sites, y'all come holler at any of us here in Epiphany Radio, okay, in the Epiphany family, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with those beautiful pieces of jewelry. Now, Diva, you know, this is my thing, energies, right? Because I'm a very sensitive individual, my soul is very sensitive, and I pick up on energy. And a lot of people, whether they know it or not, when you say that it doesn't feel right to me, they are actually talking about the energy in the air, okay? Because everything alive is energetic, and it's on a vibration at a certain frequency, okay? And I don't think I can talk about it. I think I talk about this all the time. How do you feel about the different energies that you pick up on? Like when you walk into a room and sometimes you can feel a certain way like instantly, and some people say it's their sixth sense, or you say, something don't feel right, or, coming from that side of the room, or when I walked into this particular room.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me just say this. I really did not believe in these types of energy until I met people, and you're like, really? Really, really, though? Energy is through the waves of the ocean or by the moon because it, does the tides and stuff like that. And someone, explained to me that feeling. And then my second thought was, is this just intuition? You know what I'm saying? Or discernment? And I guess when you look at it or when you look at it from a bigger point of view, probably your intuition is your gut reaction, and that's your just reaction to energy. So I had to call it that way because I really wasn't a believer in that. I was like, I don't believe in that. But now I understand because when I walk into somewhere and if I feel a really bad vibe, I'm like, it's some bad energy up in here. So, at first I was like, no, you know, and then you, things happen when you turn around, and then, like things change your opinion. And that's how I had to see it, because I was like,
Oh, yeah.
It does exist, along with some serious discernment.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when we say the vibes ain't right, the vibration coming off of it, that's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
right.
It all has to do with the spiritual side of everything. That is spirit or God or the universe, however you want to name the energy, letting us know to be aware of something. And, yeah, have discernment. So, man, this is going to be interesting tonight because
I think so, too.
Yeah, everybody comes with a different energy with them. Some people's energy is stronger than others as well. And I don't know, there are some folks, like, I know my energy I give off is really, really good. Well, I hope it is.
Mm-hmm.
I get the reaction all the time or the response that, you know, people feel good in my presence, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to stay there. Your energy also, whether you know it or not, has a lot to do with your mindset, the way that you think. That's what drives you.
Mm.
Yeah. And some people can come off, they have a very strong personality because their mindset is a certain way, and it may affect a person to the point where they cannot handle that high vibration that's coming off of that person as well. Some people will be like, "Ooh, they mean, or ooh, they too cold, or they just too stern. It don't feel right to me." But it's not always like that. That's not really what that person is intending. They just have a very, very high vibration, and some people are not ready to deal with that. But David.
I'm going to hold my question, Diva, because I have another question for you, but I'm going to hold this. I'm going to hold it till later, and then we can chat about this a little more. But I think we're going to jump into it. I'm ready. What you think?
Ready? I'm ready. I got a piece. You want to go first, Diva, to you know, to christen this jump off of the new show?
Well, I can, and I could, and it's all untitled because you know me. I rub off you with no titles. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I am the queen of untitled pieces. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to move out the way, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I feel you. In front of me, around the block, in the next town and state, you left your aura and it invaded my mind. It's like it created a clean slate and left a ball of energy that cannot be contained. I was flooded with so much warmth, the feelings of tenderness and care. It made me float, actually levitating in the air. Do you feel me? Are you feeling happy? Rejoice in me. You have a choice. You'll never come second only to God. Do you believe me? Hear my voice. I want to make you feel love like you're 10 feet tall, like you're endowed with power, with strength and love, intimacy in every hour of the day. Let it be me that only makes you feel this way. Energy is amazing. Got my senses blazing, and I won't fight it. It's something I never felt. I can be me with no doubts, no matter how I look or act. You love me. Your energy is like, whoa, and I feel you. That's that piece.
I like that a lot.
Okay. Thank you, Diva.
The best song for that energy, Diva. Okay.
Hey, took me a minute.
That's okay.
Well, I'm
going to
set that. Yeah. There you go. Well, I'm going to tiptoe off the stage and tell the guy to shine a light on you. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, so I took a little different turn with mine, but it's still, you know, it's still about energy. And this is called Mr. Whoever. You say let's get married, but we barely even know we. I mean, have we ever met? If so, I don't remember, so would you be so kind as to refresh my memory? Because I can't seem to even recall hearing, waiter, step please. If not, my name is Danielle, but you can call me La Perla Negra. Nice to make your acquaintance, Mr. Whoever. I figured this introduction was a necessary serve in the beginning of any relationship to better it with time. Perhaps you could share with me some things that no one knows and shelter a secret or few, mine. I mean, you said let's get married. Do you want us to get married or you just want the image I present? Because that's just a picture or two, and if that image doesn't respond like you thought, the marriage could turn to a resentment from you in the end. If this heart of mine is binding for a lifetime, and I don't give of it easily, just ask my friends. Your energy is delicious, I must admit, but my karma's way too good to treat me any old type of way before I let anybody ever do me like that again, I'll say have a good day, because I'm going to be great. And that's their piece.
Whoa. Your energy is delish, I must admit. I love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like that line. I like that line. And, you know,
Thank you. Your
poetry is changing. And it's like, this is who I am. You have to take me or you leave me. There is no in-between because it seems like your energy is too precious to give away. You know what I'm saying? Just to give it to anybody. Mm-hmm. Like we discussed earlier, you have to discern what's up. You know what I mean? So I like that piece, Diva. Loved it.
Thank you, Diva.
Yes, we got a good lineup for tonight.
We do indeed.
And I am anxious to get to these poets, these artists, and hear this poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I really am anxious to hear their opinion on dealing with people and their different energies. So let's open up this first microphone to Joe the Burger Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
What's going on, La Perla Negra? How you feeling? Can you hear me okay?
I'm good, actually. I'm really, really good.
What's up? Man.
Yeah.
Diva. Man, the VIP. Goodness. That piece is all right. That piece is all right.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I hear you.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about tonight's topic, Joe? Yeah. How do you feel about the topic?
That's a great topic. I like that topic. Yeah, you know, because it left the whole ball of wax. You know, the energy, man. Like the Perla Negra was saying, the energy is everything. You know, like, so you can walk up in the room and you get that vibe, I'll turn right back around. Because I know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That energy ain't conducive to my well-being. None of this or other.
That part right here. Absolutely.
All the stuff you've learned over the years that you should be able to discern, but hey, you know, you're just observing people.
Mm-hmm.
Watching what people do. Man, I don't think I can hang with that person. You know what I'm saying? You know, certain people are acting a certain way, you know, when they imbibe an alcohol and that sort of thing. You know, some people you can hang with is their drink. Some people just can't because they got that vibe, you know.
Exactly.
So you pick up on the action. So, you know how to deal with certain people in a certain way. You can't deal with everybody the same way. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You got, you got to treat everybody on an individual basis, period.
Absolutely.
You ain't deserving that. You ain't deserving nothing.
Okay. I'm so big on that. Oh, man. You know what? When you are young and you're coming up, you still feel these energies, but you don't know what it is actually that's going on, you know, and we find ourselves in certain areas of our life where we are going to experience certain energies and we ain't gonna like it. And that's all we're going to say is, I don't like that person or I don't like the way they treated me. But as you get older, you develop a very, very good sense of discernment, like you said, you know, and when you can walk, sometimes you can walk into a room or you can turn a corner or even before you hit that corner, some kind of vibration will hit you and be like, nope.
Yeah. I mean, you can be in a room with, you know, like the regular people you be with and all that. So all of a sudden, somebody fresh walk in there, all of a sudden, you know, the whole vibe changes in the whole room. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You can be in this space and somebody come in there with a negative energy and drain it and you'll sap it right out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I say that's a dark cloud. Mm-hmm. They bring a dark cloud with them sometimes. You know? Sometimes some people bring that low vibration where it affects everybody in the room. Everybody's attitude just switch up and change as soon as that person comes through the door across that threshold. Because that energy, that vibration is just, it's off balance. You know?
See, that's the thing, though. Whenever they was coming up with somebody, let their energy develop and fester. They ain't put a hold on that. They just let that shit, you know, marinate, bacon, all that type of stuff. But this is deep seated shit right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was somewhere one time and everybody was having a great time, and this one particular person walked into the room, and everything just changed.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
wow.
Whoa. Y'all feel that? I know y'all got to feel that.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer. I know, we know that you brought something amazing for our ears tonight. So what we going to do, we going to move out the way. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, well, this is you know, part of the question and my piece following, so here we go. Zodiac symbols, astrological philosophers, reading tea leaves and palms, a fortune cookie never did any harm. Discerning of what I've observed and learning through trial and error, believing whatever truth felt good to me at times. And at times it's strictly a vibe, that one total stranger you danced with all night. I write about those nights when lonely won't do. But you won't do anything other than how you feel. Who's but a thought away from predator or prey? Have you ever prayed for something that good for you? Well, good for you. What is the dialect of a prude? You know a fool when you hear one. But it's that dear one we coddle. We throttle the unworthy of praise with sharp phrases. We say shit under the radar. We say shit to move hearts. Players be playing to get those parts unseen on screen normally, and that was just the scene, triggering memories, trying not to strain a brain unworthy of my time. You know, the judgmental know-it-all kind. I know we're all blind to family, yet we bind with family. At times that family all began as strangers. I like to try and reframe a frame of mind, poetry being a one-of-a-kind art form. No date and time. No date and time. A pretty girl she was. She's a beautiful lady now. There were no romantic dinners or having her chair pulled out. The sadness of her madness had her head pulled out. She has all the right parts for all the wrong hearts. But instead of being heartbroken, she left her heart open. forever given, yet treated like a token. She's yet to be awakened by those little heartbreaks, and she pays for the date. She pays for the waiting of someone to ask. She acts fast. Alas, she's courted by escorts, wannabe gigolos, wannabe max with weak prose, and whose verbiage disturbs the one who knows. She's more than laying prone, waiting by the phone for those shadow lovers of the unknown. Small town girl with the pick of the litter, not many with the skills or wit to get her, and she won't cower and wither. She says, come hither, only to get the mind that slithered. She's a little bit bitter until someone says, come nigga. His interest runs deeper because he's already peeped her delicate ways. He sees her in goddess days, amen to the good old days, but she's not easily swayed. For so long she's been played and toyed with, and oh boy, if this is truly the one she should be with, well, time will tell. Breakups and makeups, financial shakeups, baby girl, you need to wake up. Smiling face is not the answer, and a thugged out, whacked ass rapper ain't gonna romance you. Not even a mind dancer can set you free. He just knows what you need. The phone doesn't ring despite your deeds. You still initiate those simple things. Popcorn in a movie, a little dinner date, and wait. Is it really a date? You're the only one who pays? Then one day out of the blue, finally a gentleman approaches you. Your hair isn't done, your face isn't made. He compliments your beauty and asks you for a date. Dinner for two, maybe a movie. Who be the stranger hitting on you? See, you found out soon over nice conversation. And you, coming out of those con artist relations, you say yes without hesitation. No date and time, maybe count your blessings. You suffered enough over many life lessons. Compliments and a handshake versus you and your wallet. Your heart is speaking, baby. I think it's time you follow it, too. Forget about the past, baby. You have a future suitor. I know this is something that you're not even used to. It's time to let go. Let God and move on. May this be the first of many days. Not just juice to get your groove on. Listen out for the smooth ones. Your past is your proof on the many ways and days you had your truth torn. Leaving your energy. Poof. I'm gone. It's my peace. Thank you.
Damn.
Wow.
Yo. I got what some stuff to tell you. Yo. Yo. Diva, you can go first. Cause I got, whoa. I was trying to keep up. My pen couldn't move fast enough to grab them gems that you was grabbing. Damn.
I'm going to tell you something. Diva. First of all, I've been a fan since day one. You know this. And the stories that you tell, how she became, you know, from a child to a woman, a young lady to a woman. I love that. It was like the succession of life. You know, first you just, you don't know anything, and you learn by trial and error, and then you move up, and then you're, all of a sudden, you're like, a lady and then a woman, and then you just don't accept any old thing anymore, and then you know what to look for. First you were naive, now you know what to look for, and then that comes, you know, the energy hits and it's all good and it's bad. But you're ending, now I'm gone. I'm like, whoa, I loved it. So that was excellent. Man. What you got, D?
Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. So the first thing, I was trying to keep up, so I'm not going to be able to say this word for word verbatim, but there were certain lines that you were saying about, have you ever prayed for something so strong? Is that what you said?
Oh, I said, yeah, have you ever prayed for something that you know is wrong?
Okay. Okay. And then there's a strain of your brain, sadness. What is the sadness of the madness? Had her hair pulled out. You know, a lot of them lines, a lot of this piece reminds me of
a lot of stuff that I went through coming up and into my womanhood and finding out who I was. And like my diva said, we run into certain characters, especially those of us that didn't have any guidance. Shadow lovers of the unknown. Yo, that kind of touched me a little bit. Okay, breakups to makeups to financial shakeups. Jesus, man, I felt like you was talking directly to me through this piece. And this, I couldn't keep up after that. I just had to listen because I'm like, damn, he just keep it coming. This piece was amazing, and you never fail to give us the best. And I loved it, and what a way to kick off our new show. I truly appreciate this. I can't wait to listen to the playback because, man, well, you know, I've already been a fan since forever. But this piece right here, it kind of hit home a little bit because, man, the shit that I've been through. Wow. I really, really appreciate you calling in here. You always support us, and you always bring us the best. So thank you for that.
I appreciate it. Well, this piece was actually written for a good friend of mine, so yeah, I wrote it for her.
Okay, all right. Lucky person, lucky person. That's what's up. You know what, Diva? You know what I just realized, Diva? We don't have a name for our new lounge. So, hey, Joe, would you do us the honor of naming our lounge for us to send y'all over there and have your drink, put your feet up, and take your socks off, baby?
Oh, yeah, we're going to call this spot the Temptation Station.
The Temptation Station. Hey, okay.
I love it.
That's what we've been ready to send right over to you.
Pull on up. Yeah, pull on up.
I know that's right. Oh, thank you very much for that, man.
But I repeat. Had a moment.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. And I'm going to, I tell you what,
thank you.
I'm going to let my diva escort you over there to the Temptation Station. And you going over there to ask yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, one love.
Baby. One love, one man. Y'all say
one love, one man. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Wow, what a way to kick off our show. Girl, did you hear the lines in this? Man, it's about to get, you know what, it's only elevating from here. We already high, but we can reopen up this next microphone to C-Double-34 Music, yo. Hey, C-Double, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
You know both of you have sexy voices. I don't know why you're playing with me like that. No, I'm trying to be innocent. That's what I'm doing.
Hi.
Could it be our energy?
I'm like the Information Society, pure energy. That's all it is.
Pure energy. All right. Well, speaking of voices, Diva.
I hear him.
Man, this baritone that you bring to us. I'm glad I got me some ice and some water, okay?
I know, right? Exactly.
Should I mention the wow? Should we mention the
wow? So ladies, how are you? How are you both?
I'm good. I'm great. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was good hearing from you.
Congratulations on your new show. And thank you. Joe DeVerbal, you had me going back to, I'm going to be the player of the game, baby. Yeah. That's what he had me going. I got to watch the Mac, Willie Dynamite. I got to have some fun tonight.
All right, so tell me, who are you? Are you Pretty Tony, or who are you?
I'm Richard Pryor up in the mug. That's about it.
Okay, all right.
I ain't gonna burn myself though. That's all. I'm not gonna do that.
Right. Exactly.
I hear that. So, You've been listening. Why don't you give us your take on the dealing with the different energies of people and just this world, period?
I had to deal with somebody that was a real light-skinned female who claims she's a poet, and she has this craving for men of the chocolate persuasion.
Okay.
I would consider her an energy vampire, but for some reason, it was in me to just say, you know what? Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So I asked her where she at. Of course, she's giving me a dumb answer. And then I just said, you know what? No excuses. You need to be where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept trying and trying. You know, I'm like, no, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking your BS.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time I didn't let anyone dictate my fate. I kept going and then hung up. And then I was like, I was still chill.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I like that you brought up the energy vampire part because we didn't even get to talk about that. There are a lot of people that bring that succubus energy, and there are a lot of people that bring that just they need to be around you to just feed off of your energy. But what happens is you can feel it being pulled from you. And my advice is run. Get away from those people because that is their intentions. They say some people are not even aware of it. Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. And their every intention is to suck the life out of you, you know, and they see nothing wrong with it.
Yep, and they want to suck the life out of you. They want to suck the life out of you emotionally, mentally, and even physically and sexually, because I could tell this woman wanted me, but I'm like, no, I've had you before.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had you before in a different form, and I hit it from the back, and her making ugly faces wasn't a problem because she already had it.
I didn't know you was going to say. You know what? I'm okay. as soon as you said her making the ugly faces, I knew that was coming afterward. You know what? I'm just we on a certain vibe.
Right.
I know you do. That's what's up. Diva, is there anything else you want to say to him before we get into hearing this piece of his? Because I know he brought something awesome.
No, you know what? I'm just waiting because I know it's going to be on. So,
but before I do that, I want to address a couple of lines you both had.
Okay.
Ms. VIP, left your aura, it invaded my mind. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? I mean,
someone left that
you had me stuttering right there. And La Perla Negra. Or should I just say Danielle?
You can say La Perla Negra. Go ahead, ask your question.
Ms. VIP stole the line that I was going to address on you. Your energy is delicious, I must admit. Can you give me the rest of that line?
Oh, what did I say? Wait a minute, let me go back to my previous. I believe I said your energy is delish, I must admit. But, you know, my karma is way too good to treat me any old type of way.
Yeah, you got Teagles going right now, so that's about it.
Wow.
Down, Jimmy. Stop swaggering.
Oh, Lord. All right. Sadness. I'm about to change your name to something else. We're going to get into this poetry that you brought for us. So what I'm going to do, me and my diva, we're going to move out the way. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Sorry if I'm not horoscopic. You asked me what my sign is, and my answer was a dropkick to your heart. It's you. It's not me. I won't take the blame or responsibility for any inconvenient interest you have in me from this moment. You need and seek romance when I'm not Roman. Remember, they crucified Christ. That's what you want? I'm deeper than the creepiness you used to be in. I'm all about love and not this ritual. My name is not Valentine, so do me a favor and stop trading places with my mind, which is a terrible thing to waste on this set-up day where flowers die and candies make your glucose levels rise. The temperature is hot in your pants out of manipulation. I might as well be your... If it's that easy to get you in bed under control in my condition, that ain't love. Just going through the motions of making you emotional in your flesh. You need someone who is spiritual, but you're still sitting here in the physical. Really, though? I'm not a dog, you're not my bone, or a side effect of a sex drug leaving you blind, stiff. Can you see where I'm going here? We need to be here on this level, and if we're not, you're just kind. My choice of mate isn't just material. My type in the fonts is bold and beautiful. God made you in his own image, and here we are battling in this scrimmage. I'm not interested, so forgive me. You stalked me with persistence, hoping I'd give in and surrender. You must be tripping. Witness the execution of this exit strategy from your ignorant presence. I'm out of here, and you're finished. In peace.
Wow. Witness the execution of this exit strategy. I had to say that first because I couldn't write it down fast enough. You finished the piece. Hold on. Wait, you need and seek romance when I'm not in Rome. What did you say? I'm not Roman?
Yeah.
I'm not a dog, and you're not my bone. Okay.
Now that one got me.
Okay.
You're my bone.
Okay. You know, you have a way of directing. I don't know if you're actually speaking from experiences that you had, but whomever these women are that you speak to and about in your pieces, I kind of feel for them, because not only do you have that baritone, okay, which can see what you just did. Say, I caught it. Now I can't even finish without. Wait a minute, It's the directness of your words because you don't fumble and it's like you don't pull any punches when you speak. I don't know how you actually talk in real life. I mean, in your daily life to people, you want to get your point across, but you got me a little scared. Just a little bit.
So it was kind of like when I saw your videos and you got me hypnotized. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know I bring a certain kind of energy to my video.
Yeah, I see a couple. That's about it.
It's only about positivity and uplift. That's all.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
it is positive.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diva?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, I love your stories. I mean, you always have this thing where you think you got me, but no. And then you just seem to tell them off with a smile. You know what I'm saying? You got that
yep.
way about you. And then it's like,
mm-hmm.
no. It's
absolutely.
Like, get thee behind me, Satan, something like that.
Yes.
Yes. Ain't it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, Freya,
I love it.
Get out of my way. No.
Yes.
I'm not falling
yes.
for that. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Very
been.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah,
job.
I've been there before. I get it. Yeah, you called it.
Mm-hmm. Been
she
there,
sure
done
did.
It, right?
Yes, she did. That's why I love my diva, man. She's right on time with it. But, C-Double,
yep.
Fair to Soul Music, I want to thank you for joining us, always supporting us, and coming to
absolutely.
The pilot of Diva's Talk. Right?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to escort you over to, as Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer named it, Temptation Station. He's in there.
Temptation
Station. Yeah, that's what our lounge is called for Diva's Talk. Temptation
well,
Station.
Well, let me say this then. Man talk going around town, got Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right. Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right, well, you come on over here and we'll mosey on up in there. Thank you for coming
right.
through. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you, my ladies.
Ooh, Diva, Diva, Diva. Amazing poetry, and it's only been 2 in here so far. But what I'm going to do, because it's temptation identification break, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Diva's Talk, and the dialing number is 319-527-6300. Ooh, Diva, you ready for this next
yes.
caller? Okay.
You know what?
This is
I am. And then after that next caller, I'm going to ask you that question I had in mind. So let's bring them on.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is actually one of the hosts of Epiphany Radio. We're going to bring in here, we like to call him King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King? Welcome to Diva's
Talk. I'm good, ladies. How y'all doing?
Yes, man. Welcome. How you feel about this topic of discussion? We're talking about energies, and I already know you right there.
I think it's beautiful. I really do.
Say that again.
I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. All right.
I think it's going to do wonders. You know what I'm saying? It's like a heart haven. You know what I'm saying? Heart healing haven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So that's what I see our show as.
Okay. Okay. And can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I wanted to ask you what is your take on dealing with the different energies from people?
Dealing with the different energies of people. That's a good one right there. Because a lot of times you don't have to deal with the energy. You just let them be in their own energy belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to curse them. You don't have to. No response is a good response. But being around dark energy, I tend to just walk right through it and then brush myself off and recalibrate myself.
Okay.
Through meditation and prayer.
Oh, yeah. Can't stress that enough, people, to meditate and to pray.
I've been doing that for many years, so I became very proactive with it. Because this world is so dark out there that people are having a hard time trying to find the light or stay in the light.
You know, got that
right. Places and things. They getting all caught up in the hoopla of a cycle of destruction. They don't even know.
You are so right. You are absolutely right. Do you agree, Diva?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I keep my bracelets and my necklaces on, my stones, you know, and keep my energy level where it needs to be at. And, you know, the thing about it is you can catch a vibe from before you even either enter a room, when you walk past somebody, sometimes it's their eyes, their disposition. You know, the demeanor, I'll be catching all that quick. I'll be like, oh, I don't know what's going on with this person. Damn, you got it bad.
Absolutely. That's another thing I was talking about. Some people bring that low vibrational energy with them, you know. And even though there are a lot of us that do vibrate high, you can still feel that energy that they bring, but we learn to walk away from it. Or, as you say, walk through it. You know, me, I turn around and go the other way. I don't want none of it on me. You know.
But I get it, though. Mm-hmm. See, the thing is that I think I get it. Even if you're up against some dark energy, you go through it because you're the light. Because light and dark is not going to exist. So when you walk through it, it's gone. It has to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The light, usually when people have that really, really good energy about them, that light within them will cancel out that darkness most of the time. So I get what you're saying about walking through it. But I still turn around and walk away from it. I don't know what's going. So I feel you on that one. That's what's up. Yeah. King, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight, because you never disappoint. Never disappoint.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. You know, Allah, he, you know, always governed by God, you know. I appreciate mm-hmm. that, though. I have a peace for the only world I know.
Well, we're going to move out the way. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This world is cold and warm, full of tiger bomb and gold bond. When I extend a hand, please don't take my arm. For every issue that arises, there's lies being told. What the future holds, only God knows what's written in the scrolls. Heard a brother speak about being elite, that's great. Never compromise your space, just pace on steps you take. I recall back in the day when I was young walking through hell. Saw a soldier fall who was standing tall before he even fell. His words to me and others were to move accordingly. We are living through defeat. Watch the company you keep. My eyes bleed for the victims of hurt, embracing the healing. I am expressing my feelings without deceiving human beings. Can't invoke promises. Tomorrow is another day. Gotta know how to pray and cast them demons far away. Lend an ear to another so that we all inhale the air that doesn't have us gasping or heaving clean and air. The humidity and temperature of levels which are high. Let us pray for better days and keep our thoughts to the sky. My hidden eye remained out of sight of dark ones due to outcomes. When I rise above the natural flabbergasted, I'm back with sun. And that's my peace.
Pray for better days and keep what to the sky?
I got that one. That's the same one I got. See that? Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, I was sitting there writing it right down. I was like, yeah. That line right there.
That line too.
What was that
full line again? Okay. I like that. The positivity and the, you know, that's inspiring. Because a lot of people are very, they're in a certain place mentally. They don't feel like, or they can't see that you can look up. There is something to look forward to. You can stay positive, and things will eventually, they'll straighten themselves out. So, yeah, let's get, man, that right there, that was a gem right there. You dropped on it. The whole piece is really, really dope. I like that. Man. Steven?
Yes, I agree. I mean, look, you and I, like I said, you and I had the same line. You know what I mean? And just, you know, just like we discussed before he spit the piece, you know, you can walk through the dark, or you can just go, like, if you sense it, just walk away. Go the opposite way. But very good piece. I mean, it was very decent, because once I heard that line, I was like, yeah, now I'm good. You know,
absolutely.
You get those lines, the lines of life, you know.
Good.
But excellent. Great piece.
Love and light. I'm saying light and life.
There you go.
Now you know that's my line right there. Love and light. That's
absolutely,
right.
That's a line. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, King Atterbury, thank you so much. But before we let you skate up out of here, you already know.
Right.
Would you mind please letting everyone know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
All right. Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time, King and Queen's Quarters with you two, the Divas. So y'all come through, you know what I'm saying, check it out. And on the off side of Epiphany, I just started up King Atterbury Inc. presents The Man Behind the Hand, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Music
heard.
And poetry and small talk.
Yeah. Y'all come on through. Check him out. All right. So we ain't got nothing else going on. You got the poetry and the sounds. I'm going to tell you that much right there. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I've been blasting right. off.
I know that's right. I know that's right. All right. King Atterbury, thank you very much for coming through. If my diva can escort you over there to the Temptation Station. I kind of like the way that rolls
exactly
on.
That's exactly right. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Right over there, we got Steve and right. 34 Music and Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is over there. They probably deep in conversation
right.
or something. Go on over there, grab mm-hmm. yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off.
Kick back.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Diva.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Diva.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. I've been holding this in. You know, I might be answering my own question, but do you always have to be in the presence of someone to feel their energy?
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel, all right. I don't know if you listen to, it's a song by Kendrick Lamar. And that's one of my favorite joints. It's called "Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe." That is my joint. But he has a line where he says, I can't remember the whole line right now, but he says, "I can feel your energy from 2 miles away or two planets away."
Yeah.
You know, you do not have to be in the presence of someone. I deal with people's energy that are in other states, different parts of the country. I pick up on their energy, and a lot of it has to do with them thinking about me. Or you know, we may have had some kind of interaction at one time or another, or they may have just seen me somewhere, a picture of me or a video of me, and for whatever reason, I'm on their mind, and I can feel it. I can pick up on it. I don't speak on it. I don't bring it to light a lot because for whatever reason, that's their thing that they got going on. But no, baby, you ain't got to. You can feel somebody's energy coming from miles and miles and miles away. And I've been like that all my life. I just learned how to deal with it as I got older.
So you don't have to necessarily, you know, so the thing is that when – and you, I remember you telling me one day, I said, I feel this dude, or what's going on? Because I'm keep thinking. And you're like, because he's thinking about you. And that's what makes you feel like all out of whack and what's going on. Because that person wasn't a good person. Really wasn't. And, you know, you think they were, but they really weren't. And then, you know, they're probably like regretting what had happened. But, you know, you move on. But their energy is like, it was almost like a narcissistic energy. Like, what the heck? Like, you really think you can do this again? No. So, but yep, that was my question, and I'll probably have the other one before the night's over again. So, how about bringing in our next caller?
All right, all right. We're gonna bring in our Canadian connection, our diva over there.
Hello.
Hey, Lady A. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How are you?
I'm doing good, but my phone is darn dying. I got to go run and get the other phone. This always happens. But I've been good, yeah. And I'm really glad to hear you two back on the together again on your radio show and the new show. So that's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're happy to be back. We really are. I was missing talking to y'all. Yes. But you need us to give you some time to go get your other phone, or
no? Or I got it right now. I got it. I did the switcheroo already.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well, Lady
good.
So we want to know, Lady A. We want to know how you feel about energy.
I'm very, very sensitive to it. And I can feel a great energy, and I can feel bad energy. And I have to pay attention to it because lots of times we should all be paying attention to it because lots of times it's something that's maybe going on in our own lives that we need to pay attention to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and fix.
Well, is it, yeah, is it your, is it your intuition? What is it?
I think it's my intuition, yeah. I think there's a part of our brains that we don't really utilize to the best of our abilities, mm-hmm. and I think mm-hmm. if we relied more on our intuition, we would be able to not foresee problems, but to be able to deal with them better by being a little more knowing about your surroundings and the people that are surrounding you. And
okay.
No doubt that you can, you know, you can walk into a room, and if the vibe's really bad, you can sense it, you know. And mm-hmm. I have a little story about I don't know if you believe people that have the gift of being psychics and mediums and that sort of thing. I don't mean fortune tellers, but people that really do have a gift of speaking to the other world and all that sort of stuff. Anyways, mm-hmm. I went to see this man. He was from Scotland, but he lives here now. And he was, to make a long story short, he stepped back when I met him at the door, and he said, here's what he said. He said, we were afraid of you. And he's speaking in third person like that, like there was, like he was a multiple entity, scared the crap out of me. But I think you can have a spirit of goodness about you that will frighten people who do not have a good spirit, that have...
Hmm.
Yeah. And I met him a second time in a group setting, and I felt very uneasy around him, but I wasn't afraid of him per se, but it was unnerving, but I felt strong. And when I went to this other setting and he read everybody in the room except me.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't come near me. And and you could look at it both ways. You could say, well, maybe I was giving off a bad energy, but
mm-hmm.
I think his spirit wasn't a good spirit, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And spirit, you know what I'm saying? Like, my spirit mm-hmm. kind of frightened him, you know, like he was. So that was really a very strange happening. But I think if we really turned our listening ears on and tweaked our antenna, we would be able to decipher a lot of vibes from people to see if they're good or bad. And I think
mm-hmm.
we don't pay, a lot of times you can hear it and you can feel it, we don't pay attention to it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's
very real. No,
yeah.
It's not weird. Very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of reality that a lot of people will blow off because we've been told, you know, it's bad, it's witchcraft, it's evil, and this and this and that. And
yeah.
It really isn't like that. To have the gift of sight and to feel, to even hear certain things that are far beyond this dimension, it is all coming from spiritual energy. It's coming from source, okay? It doesn't just come from nowhere, okay? But it's demonized and made to look bad because it allows for certain things to be exposed about people. And people don't want that little comfortable umbrella of denial and lies and covering up to be removed from them. So, because the truth, just as much as it can empower you, it can take away your power, and people don't want that to take place. They don't want that to happen. So, it's not weird at all. I'm a firm believer in that because I have a little bit of gift of sight myself. I haven't learned how to completely hone it yet, but I'm working on it. But it's very real, and it's a gift. It's not a bad thing. Okay,
I agree with you. I think that it is a gift, and we all have it. We just haven't focused and tuned into it. I have very, very strong, when I meet people, I can tell almost right away what they're like and or what they're not like. You know, it's just this kind of, you know, there's all kinds of experiences that I had over my life that there's not time enough to say it even in one show, because this is a big topic, and I think it's a great one too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we're gonna bring it back because it is a lot to discuss about it. Because the world, this world was created through sound and vibration and energy. So everything that is alive is on a frequency of energy. Everything that's alive vibrates. So, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a very, very big topic with a vast discussion. So,
And it's a deep topic. And not a lot of people want to talk about that sort of thing. And I find it fascinating and interesting, too. So,
But, like I said, we're going to bring it back. But what we're going to do for now, because I can't wait, and our audience can't wait either, because we know how amazing you are as a poet. We're going to get into some poetry with you. So what I'm going to do, me and my diva, we're going to move out the way. All right?
Okay.
I
always have trouble deciding which one to read, but I think because we're talking about energies that are taking place in our personal lives, this poem I wrote just yesterday, I think it was, and it's about my country and some of the things that are happening here and the horrible energy that's drowning us, you know, with stupidness but anyway, the poem is self-explanatory when I read it to you. So it's called "Oh My Canada." Thank you. Oh my Canada, our home and native land, born in the greatest country in the world. It is my native land, a land we stole from Indigenous people, where all the lush valleys, pure brooks, streams, and rivers to fish, and forests teeming with game, deer, moose, elk, only to disappear. True patriot love claimed. Ask a homeless person where that love is. Ask the hungry child sitting in school, weak, unable to concentrate. Canada, breadbasket of the world, soup kitchens, food banks to feed the poor. Who stands on guard for them? Who cares as long as we get our share? A melting pot, a patchwork quilt of colors and languages. Oops, languages. Quebec claims the French were here first, demanding independence, separation, sovereignty, breaking my country, forgetting who was here first, not French or British. It belonged to Indigenous people. We stand on guard for thee. Right the wrongs, reparation required, residential schools, stolen children, abuse, rape, torture, and death, missing women, no one cares, buried children in mass graves, red shirts, candles glow, memorials given, reactions are slow. Canada, beauty from coast to coast, oceans, mountains, prairies boast, wheat and oil and medications, wood, gold for exports to the world, imports digital products like phones and computers and cars and more. We are self-sufficient, rich in natural resources and health care for all. Why do we have such poverty, hunger, and homelessness? How can we be so rich and our citizens are going without the necessities of life? Canada, our vast and bountiful land, God keep our land glorious and free. We the people must become our brother's keeper. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. End poem.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. offer.
You know what? It's thought-provoking. It is very much thought-provoking because you see you're at a land where things are about, they were supposed to be happy things, and then they're down, they're things that bring you down, you bring your spirit down, and you call it out, and yet who's going to do something about it? And, but it was very thought-provoking. Like, what do you want to do? Like, this, I'm calling it out. I'm telling you what it is, what I see, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, and everybody has their hard places, if you get my drift. Every state, every city has their hard places. And, you know, you think nothing can be done. But, you know, sometimes it only takes a couple of people.
Yep.
So, but it was a very great piece, though. Very good piece.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's, I think we can all do something. I think, you know, we spend too much time judging. And just for one example, the homelessness situation. I mean, you know, everybody's got a story to tell. There's a reason why they're there, et cetera. But I think it really is up to us to take care of people. Take care of the ones that are unable to take care of themselves or too stupid to, you know, get out of drugs and whatever else that's bound them to the streets, you know. It has to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. We have to provide some way or another, provide hope for people.
Sure.
Anyways, I'm on my little soap. I've been waxing patriotic the last couple of days.
Well, good.
There is a thing, not the severity, it's not just your country, it's all around the world where things are displaced, people are in need. You know, the Creator made us to care for one another. But somewhere along the way, things went awry and greed took over and selfishness took over and people started getting neglected and treated wrong and just bad things done to them intentionally. This world is in need of healing. I love that piece. You know, it says so much there about everything that's going on without even using a whole lot of dialect. And you do that to people. So, and I get it. Yeah. I get it. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece. Really.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Diva, have you heard our new lounge?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Temptation Station. Okay.
Ooh, pretty good name, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm liking it more and more. The more I say it, the more I like it. So that's where we're going to escort you on over there. I'll pick you on over there. We got C-34 Music, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancers over there. You got King Atterbury. So let's go on over there and throw some female energy up in there. All right?
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Lady A, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh,
wow.
You know, her pieces, what did I do with my glasses? I'm trying to see that. Give me one second. Her pieces are really, really amazing. She has this subtle way of giving you what she has that it as soft as it is, it still draws you in. And you want to hear the next thing that she's going to say. I think she's an amazing poet, and her pieces are absolutely beautiful. So, but Diva, it is coming. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know. You know, sometimes do you think it could be you that just feels the bad vibe or whatever that you feel like, and not other people? Could it just be you? Meaning that, let's say you're not even around anybody, and then you're like, "Well, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go out. I just don't feel it today. There's something wrong about today." Is that you, or is that the energy that you think is outside?
It's a combination of both. It is your your energy picking up your vibration, the frequency you're on, is picking up on something, and it's letting you know we're not going to put ourselves in that position or go in that area today. Like I said, it's a combination of both. Sometimes it can just be paranoia, which is just complete awareness. Most of the time it is you picking up on a certain kind of energy that's out there, because not everybody picks up on all the energies out there. Certain ones are directed at you. I'm going to go back to the question that you asked me earlier, that last question about do you have to be in someone's presence? No, you do not, because there are people all over that have bad intentions, and they will focus on you and send that energy your way. So sometimes when you get that feeling inside that, no, I'm not going outside today, a lot of times it could be somebody sending something negative your way. And that is also a spirit's way of letting you know, no, you just sit still for a minute. Let me answer this.
Okay.
The energy out of the way.
That's
you know?
What that's...
Definitely. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Diva, because it's about 10:34, I'm going to do another station identifier, okay? And then we can come back and we can open up this next microphone, all right?
Yep.
Tiffany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Diva Talk. I'm your host, the Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice, Diva, Mrs. VIP, and you, me too. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. You have up until 10:59 to get up in here, because I'm going to tell you something, that Blog Talk lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at the legs and keep it moving without a second thought, okay? I'm going to give you all the phone number one more time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, right? And Diva, I'm ready to open up this next microphone because we got coming up another host on Epiphany Radio.
All right.
We got ourselves Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, welcome to Diva's Talk.
Hi, how you doing now? Oh, happy Wednesday. Happy to be here. Welcome back, y'all.
Thank you. And thank you for coming and supporting and calling in. So I know you've been listening to our conversation. And I want to ask you, what is your take on dealing with the different energies of people?
For the last almost three years, I have not been peopling very well. I've been telling myself and sometimes say it out loud. So my grandchildren have been repeating it, and I hope that it changes. But the world's a terrible place, and people suck. Have not been peopling well, because I feel like there's so much negativity in the world everywhere. And when I run into awesome people, I connect to that vibration. But when I run into people that I think are terrible or they want to hit me and hide their hand, I see them, but I don't deal with them.
Okay. 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 You know, you say you haven't been peopling much. Thing about that, sometimes that's necessary. That separation from certain folks is necessary for certain things to take place in our lives to readjust us, to put us in that position where we can be comfortable and we can the way things should be. Because I don't know why I can't get myself together, man. But it's a necessary thing, because a lot of times things will get chaotic if we keep pushing through and putting ourselves in a position where that energy doesn't feel right, it doesn't set right with us. And then it's going to take a longer time for us to adjust and repair. There are repairs that are needed in our lives. And in order to be able to do that, we have to pull back and separate ourselves. And it ain't nothing but spirit doing that for us to let us know. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to mute myself for a second. But it's nothing wrong with what's going on with you. It's just your time to sit back and reassess. And excuse me one second.
Well, I'm going to
agree with that. I have to say this, Mrs. VIP, in La Perla Allegra's defense, you know, we live in life. So sometimes life happens and you have to reach yourself and keep moving forward. But I thank her for what she said, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that I was broken. There was something wrong with me.
No.
Like, why can't I people anymore? You know what I mean? No, honestly, seriously, I was so upset with me, and I even talked to my doctor about it. I was like, I don't know if I need therapy or medication. She was like, oh, no. Like, post-pandemic, there are more people like me than not. So I have to understand, appreciate that. You know, we went through something.
Oh, yeah.
And we came out clean on the other side. But that doesn't mean all the people from before then are our people currently. And that's okay. And I have to just accept that.
Right. Because I already knew when you first started talking, I knew it wasn't you. You know, it's what you feel. It's the vibe and, like, the energy. Because I noticed that when I short story. I was just down in Florida a couple of years ago before I moved down here, and I called back to my job to say my flight was delayed, and they're like, you don't even have to come back. What? What you mean? Am I fired? And they're like, no. And they're like, no, you're not fired, but you're not allowed to come into work due to the pandemic. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, we'll figure it out when you get home, but just stay home. Well, what? And then after a little while, before I got all my stuff, I'm like, well, dang, I don't even feel I could be around anybody. Well, what the heck? You know, so I think a lot of people went through the exact same thing you did. And then it's like, I just can't do it today. I can't. It's too people-y out there. I'd rather just stay in. And I got a little agoraphobic, but I understood what was going on, though. But you're very normal. No different.
When you said people-y. I have a T-shirt that says, I don't love coffee, too many people.
Yeah.
Or it says, I accepted your invitation with every possibility existing in my mind that I could attend, but I'm at home in my pajamas.
Right.
You know, that pandemic, the time that we went through that, it wasn't all just the human experience. That was spirit sitting us down to let us figure out who we are. It's for us to get to know who we actually are. A lot of people found out who they were because they had no choice but to spend time with their own self, and they didn't like it. They didn't like it was like setting yourself in front of a mirror. Me, I enjoy my own self-company. It don't bother me, okay? Oh. People were like, ain't you lonely? No, because I like me.
Nope.
Okay? I love me. And I actually fell back in love with me. So, you know, I'd have to look at it this way, because if you look at it in a negative way, it generates. That energy thing is very real. And what you think, it sends out a vibration. And if it's a negative vibration, it's not helping anything. So,
right.
This Gina, falling back and being separate, it's a good thing. Just start realizing exactly who you are and appreciating everything that has happened for you. Things don't happen to us, they happen for us to figure out certain things about ourselves, to know who we are in that situation and how we deal with it and get through it. So you're not broken, baby. You're not broken. You might be bent a little bit. We all bent a little bit. You know, we got you. But you're not broken.
I bruise easily, so I will even be bruised. But as long as I'm not broken, I appreciate that.
No, and listen to me. Don't say those type of things. Don't think those type of things, because you know what you're doing? You're telling every cell in your body to talk to the universe and tell it, I'm broken, and the universe is going to treat you as such. So stay positive. That's what I always say. Be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Because
the universe is always listening to everything. It don't know the difference in the humor in your words or none of that like that. It knows what's in your heart, though. And it's listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, baby, you ain't broken.
All
just
right.
Like that's all. Okay.
Thank you.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you brought something. I don't know if you want to spit off the top of your head. That's the part I really wish I could do with the freestyle thing, but I can't. Or are you going to give us something that you wrote down? But
I'm going to freestyle one because it's an actual piece that I wrote, but I need to add some things to it that happened since I penned this. So it's going to be a key style. It's not verbatim. I'm going to add some stuff to a piece that I wrote. So that's a key style, not a freestyle.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I love how people that I have never met root for me, and that to me is an entire vibe. So to them, I simply have to say thank you. Thank you. Don't say it enough. Fill a book with poems of gratitude. I often wonder what I'd do without all of you. The friends that I've met on social media who became my family. I love you because you've never even seen or hugged me. People who pray and love on me, seriously, and I mean deeply, care the way that family should. Friends who are old, dear, and good, like neighbors who check on you when the weather is bad. Lights here in my mom's blinked twice and went out for about a minute. Didn't affect my daughter's household any. She lives 3 minutes by car from here, really. On my side of town, my house is probably in the dark. So I'm thinking about my broke roommate, Luna, my cat. She can see in the dark, so I know she's okay, but that's not the point. I hate that she has to be that way. I'll check on her tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and she's one of the people that I love. I'm often surprised when I go to the store and I get a hug. It's a Gina Storm fan/friend who recognizes me, and it was funny and weird, strangely. The first time I had to fight the urge to go running, my mom said, "It's like a deer trapped in the headlights. Get yourself together, honey." And I did. I followed down that deer, that file that came up in my mouth because I didn't know what they wanted. I hoped and prayed it wasn't to physically touch. And then I realized I've been missing that so much. It's not the romantic kind of hug that you need. Sometimes the people will hug you whole, and that's exactly the embrace that you need. So now I just face it head on. It made me confident and strong. And I'm grateful for each of you, knowing that my pen attracted you. My spirit is a light. My vibe selected my tribe, and that's all right. I do my best not to let any of you down. To continue to smile in a world that would make me want to always weep and frown. I sometimes skip instead of walk when I'm in a good mood. And on the 4th, when I was on my way to my daughter's cookout, we stopped at the store and asked two women, one, where did she get her sweater? Because it was short-sleeved and light with those airy holes because it had been no shade. I thought maybe it had been homemade. She said, nah, Amazon. I said, cool. She said, it's like a rainbow of colors. I'm talking every shade. From dark to light, there's pastels and even some that are floral and others with stars and whatnot. So depending on your style and your taste, they got what you need. I said, they left. I already knew at that moment that she got me. I didn't have to say anything else. Then I ran to the lady who had on the sundress. They had pockets, and I love dresses with pockets because I love to wear dresses because I've been a girly girl since I was born. And I was wearing one, as a matter of fact, that moment when I approached her. My daughter said, Mom, don't do it. I said, do what? She said, that thing that you do sometimes. Oh, yeah, I was going to do that immediately. So I was in my comfort zone, and the vibe that she was giving off with her daughter attracted me. And even though her child was probably in elementary school and mine is 31 years old, didn't change. We're moms, spending time with our daughter. And that's the only reason that for me it didn't seem strange. I walked up to her and asked her about the dress. She couldn't remember where she brought it from. And then she thought about it. It was a gift, and she said, from a friend who lives far, far away. So what she's going to have to do is text her. And if she ran into me in the store, she would tell me immediately. But she said, actually follow you on social media, you're gonna start. I felt some type of way. I'm gonna cry. Not today, because I'm feeling this. The same way I was this show this evening. I came on Epiphany so I could support these divas because they're my family. But I have to say this so that y'all won't be surprised about it when you realize that you never met each other in real life, but it's a vibe. That's what I came on here to share with y'all tonight. Regina Storm, thank you for indulging me.
You know
all
what?
Right now.
Go ahead, Diva. You didn't say
that. You know, got me the most. First of all, it was very, very well thought of. And even though you wrote something, you, you know, had to, you know, redo and rehash some things. But, you know, I love the way you say, I know people pray for me, and I know people have never met me, never hugged me. You know what I'm saying? And you could be family, and I love that because that's how we are, okay? There's a lot of us that have not met yet, have not touched yet, have not, you know, really have not met any in any way, shape, or form, but we go through things, and when we share those things, that makes us family, and that's what makes us who we are. So I love that piece, Gina. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. VIP. I'm just so happy y'all came back. Like, I needed this. You have no idea. Today was, I was like a roller coaster up and down. There was 4 doctor's appointments in my family. 1 outpatient surgery. My mom had a procedure at the hospital. I went to see my PCP. And my niece went to see her shrink. So I was thinking, wow, everybody's sick. No, everybody's going through something. We ain't sick. We're making it. We'll continue to. It's the vibes that we get from the people who love us that make it possible. And that's why I come here for the vibes. Poetry is a vibe in and of itself.
Absolutely.
It's all maintenance. We are spiritual energy encased in a flesh, it's a machine as well. Our body is an amazing machine, but sometimes it needs maintenance on certain parts. Our hearts need maintenance sometimes. Our minds need maintenance sometimes, and our health does. So I don't see anything wrong with that. But when you mentioned this thing about you haven't been fully hugged by certain people, that part got to me too because I grew up in a huge family. Okay, 2 sets of twins, it's like 12. Okay. And my mother also adopted them because it was like, actually it was like 14 of us, okay? I'm one of a set of twins, and I got older sisters that are twins. So, but my family was not an affectionate family, okay? There were certain members that I was very close with, but for the most part, the majority of my family was not like that. They would hug you maybe verbally or, you know, just you get treated differently by different ones. So this piece kind of touched me a little bit more than your other pieces do, because you focus on family all the time in your pieces. I don't care where you're coming from with it. It's always about family with you, and I admire that, always have. And, man, this piece right here, yeah, it touched me a little bit because I've always been an affectionate person because I'm a twin. I'm so used to being close, but I didn't know how to express it because it wasn't expressed to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that hard part right there, man. So yeah, that really got to me a little bit. You ain't going to turn on my waterworks tonight. I'll be damned. So what I'm going to do, before I let you skate off out of here, I need you to tell everybody, if you don't mind, what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe. And you got something going on outside here, too.
Yes. No doubt. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome. Talking about that, I'm not going to make you cry. Let me get my life together. Every other Saturday night, so not this Saturday, but next Saturday, you can catch Just Jay and myself together. Well, we have conversations and often features and poetry and music and just like y'all are doing tonight, a whole vibe. So if you want to vibe out with us, catch us at PM Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 319-527-6300. And there's no point in you being ordinary because you can always be raw. And that's why we do this and take off our socks at the Pippin Universe. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby. Did you mention Clubhouse?
Oh, no. You know what? Just Jay is listening, so it's going to be a whole thing. Okay, yeah. So catch us at Saturday on Clubhouse. We're in the kitchen. Well, we do round after round. It's a cipher. It's a speed round that goes on and on and on, depending on who the chef is. That room is usually run by Chef Wallace Reed. If the elder is not available, then his mother, Donna Reed, will be the head chef, and the sous chef will be myself, Jess Jay, as well as Frequency and any other member of the Small House family who can come on. And we're really looking forward to winning. Excited by the fact that on Sunday we're going to have Mike Gwynn from Michael Gwynn Entertainment in Houston on our stage in the living room, where we're going to do what we call an interview, not a feature. And he's going to do some poetry, and we're going to ask some questions. And he's also an actor and an activist and lots of other hats that brother wears. We love and respect him. You're going to get his bio and get to know him. It's not just, you know, what a person write down in their bio, but it's who they are as person. And as we're peopling, everything comes secondary to the fact that we want you to get to know the man, the Michael Gwynn. So that's at 6 Central Standard Time, 7 Eastern Standard Time, runs about 2 hours, usually a little bit later depending on, you know, what we have to dig out of the poet, because we're just here for that and for the share and the love. And then Monday morning, catch us at the AM Drive at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we do the AM Drive, which is like talk show radio with questions and concerns, topics of the day, what the hell's the weather like where you are, and what's in your cup, as well as Black Facts. And it's the family. It's everybody over at Clubhouse who's part of the Small House. We just get together, and we have a guest moderator who is Mr. Scott Farrell. He's one half of the founders of Lyrics and Rhyme. Oh, maybe I'm getting that wrong. But I'm just doing the best I can out in these streets because y'all done got me discombobulated and emotional. But I'm just happy to be here. So catch me next Saturday on Epiphany and catch me this weekend at Small House Poetry on Clubhouse.
Yeah, Partners in Rhyme. We have Scott Harrell on Monday morning. Come through. It's early for some people. For me, it's perfect as long as I've had my coffee. But just have a great weekend of poetry, and we'll be here for the rest of the week on Epiphany. And I'll see y'all. I'm going to go to this lounge because I know these poets, and I'm about to get my hugs in.
Oh, yes, yes. We're going over there.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right,
mic.
Diva. One love, one mic. Wow.
Yeah, nice.
Heck of a show tonight, I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, it is. And we got more callers up in here. So let's get on to this next artist on the mic. We got ourselves Mr. Automatic Harris Merritt. How you doing tonight, Otto? Welcome to Diva Talk.
Hey. I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you in here. You always support, so I want to say thank you and welcome.
Yeah.
Now,
thank you.
I know you've been listening to the show. I've seen you
yes.
the queue for what is your take on dealing with the different energies of people?
I think to me, I think that miseducation, negative energy could be where you taught something that was untrue, and then when you have an awakening, you become different. It's almost like your brain was hibernated. And all that misinformation that's been taken in, it's been like a vampire, suck you in like a slave. I would consider that.
Okay. So how do you adjust or deal with the different energies that come at you?
To me, my belief is to take care of that negative energy, you have to know the lie so you can embrace the truth.
Absolutely.
For me, it's just... Yeah, that's how I conduct the negative energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Thank you for that, Anna. Now, we are interested in hearing what you brought for us. You are another freestyler. Man, I wish I could do it.
Yes.
But I can't. So I just got to enjoy what y'all bring. So... I'm going to stand back. Me and my people are going to move out the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just saying, the freestyle queen, my sister in poetry,
absolutely.
Gina Storm, that's a freestyle. You talk about me freestyling. I mean, my sister in poetry, I mean, she's like a sister in poetry to me. And she's been tearing up the mic. I'm surprised that the mic is still standing. Yeah.
Oh, we've had to replace it. We just don't say nothing to y'all sometimes. We just go ahead and replace it. But I'm going to back up.
You've been having heavy hitters. I've been having heavy
absolutely.
Hitters. I'm surprised that there's a mic for me.
We got it. We got to listen. I'm not replete, okay? We'll never run out of mics for y'all, okay? And speaking of microphones, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to call this freestyle death entrance. I need you to listen up, because your mind was part of the malfunction, and that you heard all the corruption, that your mind was burned into the flames. There you hear the popular names. They tried to invade your mind and make you like the slave. Can you invade a new place in your mind that you embrace the truth for everything that you had to go through? Because when you've been misinformed, it's been a place of the death entrance. It's been a place where you have been weakened. Your mind needs to be transformed. This is the place where you could be reborn, and I am about to give you that education that you've been warned. Take your place out the cotton field. Maybe in these days in this life, it can only be that this is the time that we rebuild. This is the time for protection. This is the time when you have the objection no more that you've been in a place where they can lie to you right to your face, and everything that's been taught to you, see, has to be replaced. Just another case, just another way in life. Is not a delay, and words are powerful. I must say, it will be okay. See, like the entity, the words and coming like the mystery. Death entrance came, ever seen, and if you know the true meaning of what you've been taught, and that they keep making their heroes your heroes, but awake like the black, like in my blackness, like everything in the life that I have to practice, like I had to accept or who my true heroes truly are. I can stare in the mirror. My vision is so clear. The death sentence that they tried to put my mind in, but I break those chains, the remains. This is the way that the life that I'm bound to prosper. And right now I have new education I'm ready to offer. Are you ready to open up your mind? Or is it just blind leading the blind? Blackness became like one of a kind, aboriginal. We like the tough individual. They tried to burn our establishment, but they couldn't burn it down. They couldn't let the ashes just come all the way down, because we rebuilt the truth and our dignity. Here is the remedy, the death sentence. Like a segregated old song, where we belong. No, I won't even take that road. But right now, I'll take you to the next episode. Make sure that your mind's not closed. The man must be emancipated, and you be elevated. But don't fall for those lies, my brothers and sisters, because the death entrance will eat you alive. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Till he gets in, I'm all in. I couldn't drive.
Wow.
Did you say?
All right now.
Did you say that was called the death sentence?
Death entrance.
Oh, death entrance.
Oh, entrance.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, I get it. I get it. That was dope. That was real dope. And you were spitting truth on there about being in control and being aware. Okay. And that definitely hits on different energies. Okay. Go ahead, Diva.
You know, I always say that you may not be like in a certain genre, but when you get in your consciousness, you really shine. I'm telling you, you really do. I have to actually all the time just stop what I'm doing and really, really hone in on you. And then, and my diva's right, you do. You drop some jewels on the way to the end of your piece.
Oh, thanks.
And I really, really appreciate it, because it gives me, like, it's like afterthought. Like, after the show, I'm like, you know what is it? What? Yeah, that's it. So I really appreciate that coming from you. I really do. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. You know, all the heavy hitters, you know, I just want to get down, go in the poetry lounge, you know, they're my poultry family, and get down with my poultry family. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Hope there's many of them over there.
The name of our poetry lounge is the Temptation Station. Thanks to our good brother.
Yes.
Yes. I want you to go on over there.
I must say it.
Go ahead,
work well together.
Thank you. Y'all create magic. Thank you. Appreciate that. Really do. Thank you. And we wouldn't be able to create it if y'all didn't bring it. Okay? You got to have somewhere to have something to create from. And y'all are the ones that bring it to us. So thank you very much. I'm going to escort you over there to the Temptation Station. You can go grab yourself a drink, sit down, put your feet up, and take
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I've been tipped. I'm tipped now. I'm tipped.
Oh,
I got tipped now.
One mic.
One mic.
Wow.
Yeah. Bringing it to you. I'm telling you.
Yeah. We got one caller left up in here to close us out.
Bring them on.
Show. And what better way to close it out with Just Jay? Hey, I'm a poet and don't even know it. Hey, Jay, welcome to Diva's Talk.
What's going on, Jay?
Jay, are you muted?
Not only am I muted, I'm monologuing like a villain. I done told the whole plan and how to defeat myself.
It's all right. You know what? I think that's some of Gina Storm's energy running, rubbing off on you because she'd be the one.
Don't say it. I think so.
I refuse to accept that. I feel you on that.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to make it complete then.
I was on mute.
Now, you've been listening to the show, right? And we want to know, what is your take on how you deal with the different energies of people?
You know what? My first go-to ever since that I was conceived and born and the rest of that was always to reach out to people and at times to overextend myself to my own detriment. I would get angry, but people wouldn't return in kind. But I had to go ahead and start realizing that, you know, I'm how I am, and people are how they are. I can't put the same expectations I have on myself on other people. But as a result of me coming to that conclusion, which has been relatively recent that I've come to that conclusion, I had to start cutting myself off from certain people. Because certain people are like black holes. They offer nothing, and they suck in whatever you have, and they actually will put you on their emotional paper route.
I like that, emotional paper route. I like that. And you're right, they are like black holes. Yeah, they do. They are empty.
They never get full. You can give them everything you have, and you're not giving them enough.
Never get enough.
Like I said, they have no limit. So, yeah, I agree with you absolutely 100%. Wow. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so I've been side-eyeing more so now that I've been accepting it. And, you know, a lot of times those people, they try to go ahead and leak shit on you. They just try to leak shit on you. And they know that they are using you for energy. But they still go ahead and leak shit on you. And to me, that doesn't make any sense. I'm a giver. And to me, that doesn't make any sense that if someone is giving you something, why are you going to shit on them on purpose because they are willing to give you something?
Because it's a miserable hell that they are in. And they don't know of any other way. Most people just they don't believe that the good side, the giving side, exist in their world. So they continue to bring chaos and destruction and those dark clouds with them and suck up your energy until something devastating happens to them that they can't they can't pull away from. And that's when they start to find out who they really are and that there's a different side.
They just gonna play victim and go ahead and hide from who they are. I'm sorry. That's all they're gonna do, play victim and try to hide from who they is.
You know it. You know how it is, man. Look, I'm going to give
so
up,
I've been
too.
Cutting myself off from the people. I've been letting the people know that the pump is shut off.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is well
and it used to be hard for me to tell people that. It's becoming easier now.
Absolutely.
So you got to go see somewhere else. Get out of here, you scavenger.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
go.
Okay. I'm right there with you. I understand. Believe me. Man, oh, man. You hit on man, you are absolutely right. But we are anxious to hear some of your poetry, man, because you know I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan. Man. So what I'm going to do, me and my diva, we're going to back up. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I appreciate you, Danielle and VIP, LaPerla Negra and VIP. I have to disappoint immediately because I'm going to do a piece that's not mine. This piece right here is actually Etheridge Knight, and it's about Hard Rock. He's a prisoner. Hard Rock returns to prison.
Jay, you're breaking up real bad. Wait, Jay, can you hear us? Because you are breaking up really, really bad. As soon as you started doing the piece, you started breaking up. I couldn't hear nothing. But, like, Can you start over?
You know what? It was a bunch of crickets outside, and I had the window up. They're going to town.
Blaming it on nature. All right. Mike is
No, man, it ain't got no shame. Our Rock returns to prison from the hospital for the criminally insane.
Hello? Jay, we can't hear you.
Yeah, he done broke up again.
Now it's completely silent. So I can't. Oh, his call dropped, and he ain't going to be able to get back in here. Well, Jay,
well,
I'll tell you
listening.
What. The next show, I'll make sure you
week.
Get in here. Yeah, we'll get him next week. I was looking forward to hearing that
piece,
though, but it is what it is. But Diva, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yes.
This was an amazing show, girl. I'm so glad we're back. And, you're riding shotgun with me again, and I'm loving it. I wouldn't have anybody else do it. Okay?
That's right. Absolutely.
You got any closing words for us?
I do. Listen, everybody was talking about how tonight the energy is, and you know, we're in an unkind world right now. So listen, it doesn't cost anything to be kind. It really doesn't. So listen, be kind to one another. And you know what? Be kind to yourself. Give yourself a little grace. You know, if things haven't been happening the way you want them to be, don't down yourself. Just give yourself a little time, and things will level out. So that's what I have to say. Y'all be safe out there. God bless you. Diva?
Absolutely. I always say that. Be kind to yourself and always know that you can look forward to something better coming to you. I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself, because within you is where spirit lies. Okay? Continue to love and respect one another. Okay? And with that, everybody, I'm going to take us out with this.
Say, Nini. At first I wanted just a home, yeah.
But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty.
You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shot it.
Break ups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again, won't grow through that again. My heart ain't the safest, I fall and feel naked. But shorty, what you, I feel it's a vibe. Oh Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online, looking through your posts on some creep shit. Ring your line and tell you want me eat it on some feet shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fallen. You make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah.
But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty.
You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty.
And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble with heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's parts in it going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench so the cold is water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black. Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying sounding
at first
crazy?
I wanted just a home. There ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely. Cause you a vibe, shawty.